This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The late Samuel L. Blumenfeld was a treasure when it came to analyzing education. He was and still will be such a benefit to the abolition movement. I am in possession of his book, Is Public Education Necessary? My copy is autographed, and I am thankful for that. I only have to get to page 1, the first paragraph, to find something extremely valuable to share with you. Quote, "The most commonly held view of public education, the view that persuades many of us to preserve it, is without a doubt the least accurate, in that it tells us very little about the realities of public education. It is based on a collection of myths which most Americans are quite reluctant to give up. The first myth is that public education is a great democratic institution, fundamental to America's prosperity and well-being. The second myth is that public education is necessary as the great equalizer of society, bringing together children from different ethnic, social, racial, and religious groups and molding them into homogenized Americans, which we are all supposed to want to be. Included in that myth is the notion that public education, because of our separation of church and state, is ideologically neutral and preaches no religious doctrine. The third myth is that it provides the best possible education because we are the best possible country spending the most possible money. The fourth myth is that the neighborhood school with its cadre of dedicated teachers and administrators belongs to the community and is answerable to it through an elected school board. The fifth myth is that our society cannot survive without it, that is, public education and all the people who run it." End quote. That is just gold, pure gold. People, you must question your allegiance to the civil government school system, an allegiance based not just on myths, but lies. The civil government school system is one giant humanistic system perpetuated by lies. Its existence doesn't expose your child to Jesus and salvation. It exposes your child to Satan and condemnation. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.